Welcome to Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday at 9 a.m. on AM 1340 KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. It is really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. And this show, of course, is produced by my team of very dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. Elsa's on the board today. Thank you for everything that you do. And today on the show, I am very pleased to welcome Rancho Mirage High Director of Instrumental Music. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Michael Gaylord and a few of our Rancho Mirage High band members. Julio, is it Jaimes?
Jaimes, correct.
Jaimes, he's a senior. He's the marching band drum major, and he plays the French horn. Welcome.
Yes.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And Miss Gabriela Lopez, what a pretty name.
Thank you.
She's a sophomore, and she plays the clarinet in the marching band and the bassoon in the symphonic wind band.
Yep.
Wow. Welcome. We'll get into that. I find that fascinating. Michael, how long have you been at Rancho Mirage High?
Well, I've been since it's opened, and I believe this is our fifth year of the school.
Yeah.
So 5 years.
And before that?
And before that, I was an assistant teacher over here at Cathedral City.
Oh.
So actually, I was employed with another school district, but I was also helping the current director there with some of his percussion stuff. And when they were planning on opening up Rancho, he kind of suggested that, you know, I should put my name into the hat, and I did so, and
was
fortunate enough to get the job.
Greg Whitmore was here still?
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
great friend
awesome.
Of mine, and he's moved on to Mount San Antonio College and
what was funny was my daughter went there.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew he went there, but I totally forgot. And when we went to the graduation,
and
there he was.
And he was,
it was very
with
cool.
His group. Yep.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we miss him, but Mr. Howe is doing a great job over here.
He definitely is, absolutely.
And so it's all good. And so how many students are in the band program?
I have five bands, pretty much. I have two concert bands, two levels of jazz band, marching band. Then we also do pit orchestra and a lot of different smaller ensembles. Over that, I probably have 110, 120 music students, and then we also have our color guard program, so that adds another 15 or
now,
so.
Now, do you run the color guard too, or do you have somebody else who does
We have an instructor that comes in, but I'm the advisor, and I'm also on the design team, and I kind of help direct that as well.
So if you want to see these students in action, there is concert coming up on February 15th at 7 p.m., and I assume that's in the Helene Galen Theater?
It is. Okay. Yeah, we do our concerts there at the Helene Galen, plus other places
in
throughout Rancho Mirage,
yeah.
And in the community. And we have done a lot of different things for community members and council members and things like that. This one on the 14th, we actually are
is it the 15th?
Excuse me. This is where we pair with a middle school. We're actually pairing with Painted Hills, Dr. McDaniel.
Oh, uh-huh.
He brings over his groups, so we get to kind of join together and have a nice big concert together. And it helps just give the middle school students some more exposure to our theater. They like our theater, and it's a nice place for them to perform, and it gets them out of their area. So it gives us, you know, a little bit. I like to bring as much as I can together in the district. So
are these all the bands that will perform at the concert?
At the Painted Hills, on the one on the 15th, that's going to be, I believe, his jazz band and concert band, and then my top wind ensemble will play at that performance.
And is there a charge for that?
Generally, we just ask for donation. I don't usually charge, although our musical theater performances do have a charge to them.
Right.
But
yeah.
But for my philosophy is, you know, our students are performing and making art. Please just come and enjoy it.
Excellent. Well, you can go on the two websites. Mm-hmm. HGPAC.org is for the Helene Galen Performing Arts Center, but there's also a website for the band, which is what?
It's rmhsbands.org, and it has all of the information for all of our programs, and we try to update it as much as possible.
Well, and I have to say that I went on the site and looked at your, it looks to me like you must put one of these out every week.
I do.
The newsletter is very extensive.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, it's like four or five pages, and it just says week of, or it says mm-hmm. November, or you know, January, whatever, and I'm just like, wow, like, he does this every week? That's
I mean,
pretty
some
intense.
Of that newsletter remains the same.
Yeah.
Some of the information stays the same, but I do update Sunday night for the week for my students so that they always know on Monday what we're doing for the week, what the schedule it is, for parents as well, and the community members, if they're interested to see kind of what our students are doing at any given time. Update Sunday night, rolls out, and they have it for the week.
Yeah, and there's like some, you know, good tips on there and a few warnings about, like, you know, if you don't show up on time, you don't play.
Well,
and,
you have to
stuff. Yeah.
Just gently remind them sometimes.
So, Julio, how long have you been playing the French horn?
I've been playing the French horn for about a year now.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
So, what did you play something before that?
Yes, I actually started on trumpet in sixth grade. So, I've been playing trumpet for 7 years now. And now I only play it for jazz band and French horn
so
for
symphonic
band. So,
did you come from Nellie Kaufman or James Workman?
James Workman.
So, you were in the band over there?
Yes, with Ms. Dean.
Did you get to go to the McAllen for open call? Were you in middle school still?
Yes, we did do that. And
isn't that cool?
It's a nice memory.
Yeah.
I think it was Adrenaline Engines. Yeah. And a lot of my friends and I, we had a blast doing that. So, it was great.
So, why'd you switch instruments?
I think for me, it was, I enjoyed playing trumpet, but I always viewed the French horn as my favorite brass instrument, just because, like, you would listen to it in a lot of movie scores,
that's
Star Wars,
really
Back to the
one,
Future.
That's the really big one, isn't it? Is that the really big
it's
horn?
It's the kind of wrapped in a circle.
Yeah.
And it has, like, a huge bell that,
huge
like,
bell,
sticks
like,
out.
It points behind you. It came from a hunting horn, actually. The reason it's wrapped in a circle is they used to sling it on their back when they went hunting.
Oh, interesting.
So they would wrap up the piping.
So is it similar to the trumpet? Did you have a hard time learning it?
There's similarities because it's a brass instrument, but there is different techniques on how you like use your embouchure in your mouth and
your what?
Your embouchure, which is just embouchure. How you kind of place your mouth
how
on
do
an
you
mouthpiece.
Spell that?
Oh, E M B O U C H U R E.
Wow.
So,
You know, so don't you think you learn something new every day is a good name for a radio show?
and I'm very glad
I
he
did.
Could spell that.
There it is. I never heard that word before. It's very nice. Is it French?
It is.
Yeah. Wow.
There we go.
Well, cool. And how did you come to be the drum major?
So at the end of the or closer to the end of the school year of my junior year, every year they put out the applications for the leadership position for the upcoming season. And they give you a packet, which is just basic information at first, and then it's questions on how you would, just for them to kind of see how you would handle things as a leader. And then you kind of specify which positions you want, and so I specified drum major as one of those positions. And so you first, you give them the application at before a certain deadline, as well as a resume, and then the drum majors, everyone who's applying to be drum major gets interviewed by Mr. G, our assistant director, Tom Morales, and Dr. McDaniels from Painted Hills. They, all three of them were in that room with the drum major, or the person applying for the drum major spot. And they asked you questions and gave you scenarios on like, what would you do if this happened, and things like that. And then at the end of it, you would choose a marching band piece and you would have to conduct over it. And from that, they would decide if you were fit to be drum major or not. And also they used like past years. I know, like I've talked to them about this, and I know that they look at your past years on how you handle yourself, because it's always the thing about, it's not how you handle yourself when you know people are watching you, it's how you handle yourself when you know people are not watching you.
Yeah,
and that's the key part about getting the spot.
Well, I can tell in the 3 minutes that you were speaking that you're the right person for this position. You just seem like you're, and plus you have a great voice for radio.
Thank you.
How's he done, Michael?
He's actually done very well, and we've tried to tell him multiple times about that, but I've had the fortunate experience to work with lots of drum majors over the years, and he's definitely been probably my strongest one yet. And as I was telling him, I had the also fortunate experience to adjudicate some marching band competitions this year. So I get to watch not just my school, but I get to see, you know, schools from around Southern California. And I watch it, and I do thank my lucky stars that I've gotten a very competent and really strong leader such as him this year. So my thing to him, my challenge to him now is, who's he going to train for the next year? So that's kind of our mantra, and we've said it about midway through the season, was start looking around, start seeing who you think you would find as a good leader, and start developing those skills, because we want him to pass those skills down to the next and let the position grow.
Right, that makes sense. All right, Gabriella.
Yes.
How long have you been playing the clarinet and bassoon?
Clarinet was 5 years now, and bassoon 2.
Okay, so did you come from James Workman also?
Yes.
Did you get to go to open call too?
Unfortunately not.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. So the clarinet and bassoon, similar instruments?
Not really.
What does a bassoon look like? I don't know if I've ever seen one.
Post.
Yeah.
What does it look like?
It's like tall. Honestly, it's tall. it's just very funny looking instrument.
People say it looks like a bedpost. Okay. It's kind of got a long wood.
Yeah, we get that. It's okay. It's a classroom.
That's okay. We're just not used to it. We don't have bells.
I know. They have a little rattle, if anything.
We get three little rattles, and the rest, all just kind of go to our classes. Yeah. But the instrument itself looks cylindrical, and it's kind of a longer tube, and it has a small metal piece that comes off of it. The main difference, and I'm sure she'll explain more, is the bassoon is a double-reeded instrument as opposed to clarinet that's a single-reeded instrument. So they produce sound in a little bit different ways, and I'll let her kind of explain that a little bit more.
Yeah, it was definitely a different experience switching from an instrument that you just need a single reed to. It's not really a mouthpiece, it's just playing on a double-reeded instrument. The whole process of you're supposed to make sure that it's a very fickle instrument. You're supposed to be able to, is it the right temperature? Is it moist enough? Is it so that it could create the vibration that it needs to be able to produce the sound?
Wow. So it's challenging then,
yeah.
I guess. So which instrument do you like better?
Now I would say bassoon.
Yeah.
But I like clarinet and bassoon for different reasons.
And you actually switch off depending on what you're doing, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like to keep up
marching
playing.
Band, you play the clarinet?
Yes.
And then for symphonic wind, you play the bassoon?
Yeah. So I play both of them daily because I kind of like to keep up both of them as I go. I don't want to drag on losing experience or losing my technique of what I have already accomplished with one instrument than the other.
And, you know, what fascinates me about band directors and school band directors is that you guys really need to know how to play all of the instruments.
Yeah.
Because you're instructing students. Some of them come in and don't have experience in the instrument they're playing.
Yeah, and it's built into the degree that we get in college. So we have what are called method classes. So I took classes on woodwinds, on brass, on strings. It helped that I played many of those instruments before. I was a lot like Gabby in that I had multiple instruments when I was in high school, and actually a lot like Julio. I played a brass instrument in one band. I'd play percussion in another band. I played electric and stand-up bass in another band. So
wow,
I was that kid. And we've had a couple of those at Rancho over the 5 years that we've been there. But so luckily, I came to college with that experience. But built into the degree, you have to have those method classes so that you can learn to teach those things. It is definitely a specialized skill set for us band directors to be able to operate within that. And then luckily I had the ability to go on and get my master's degree in instrumental conducting, which then afforded me the opportunity to continue learning all of the instrumental techniques that I need.
So I was going to ask you, so what do you yourself play But it sounds like there's a whole bunch of things.
Yeah, my college, because you have to kind of declare primary instruments in college, I was a percussionist and a jazz bassist. So those were my two main instruments that I did. So percussion being, you know, any kind of, anything you hit, strike, shake, all that kind of stuff, that's me. My favorite probably of all the percussion instruments was when I played timpani. I was the timpanist for a lot of things. But, you know, snare drum, bass drum, xylophone, all of those different things are part of the percussion family. And then when I did jazz band in college, I was a bass player. So.
Wow, very cool. Are you in a band?
If I had time.
I know, that's the thing, right?
Yeah, I have very little of it usually because we have many rehearsals going on or, you know, with 5-6 bands and a musical throughout the year, it doesn't afford me a lot of time to go off and play on my own, but I do try when I get the chance.
You guys are doing Oklahoma this year, right?
We are. It's coming up.
Yeah, is it in March?
It is in March, yes.
And yeah, and we're going to have, we'll have Kelly on.
We definitely should. It'll be great. We like at Rancho to kind of switch in between more modern musicals and then do a classic musical. So we've been back and forth. Last year it was High School Musical.
Yeah.
And this year we went back to the classic Oklahoma. And, you know, it's going to be really nice. We're actually getting a wonderful set coming to us. And I'm excited. We've started strings at Rancho Mirage as well. So we'll be able to kind of incorporate some of that into our pit orchestra as well. So it'll give us a little bit fuller sound.
So are you teaching strings too?
I do have a class that it meets concurrently with my percussion class. So I kind of split my time with both of those. But yes, we have everyone from beginning strings to people who have played strings for a little while. So I've kind of am doing my best to navigate through that too.
Yeah. Violin, viola, and cello?
Violin, viola, cello,
and bass.
Yep.
Wow. I did play the violin. I got recruited in fifth grade because there weren't enough players, you know, and so they said, well, we're going to give free instruments and free instruction, and we need, you know, more kids. And I was hooked. I started in fifth grade, and I did it all through high school. And then I wasn't that hooked, I guess, because I haven't played since then. I actually never bought an instrument. We rented them every year, but then I played guitar at the same time. So a couple of years I got to play the guitar in the orchestra, and that was pretty fun. Yeah, but it was a good experience, except that I had a teacher that, it was funny, it was a husband and a wife that kind of did all three schools, the mm-hmm. elementary, the junior high, and the high school. And so in elementary, I had the husband, and he was mean, and I couldn't understand. She was like a Southern belle, like very soft spoken, and he was like this gruff, smelly, greasy kind of guy. He would, you're supposed to bend the bow at your wrist like that, and I would play like this. Mm-hmm. And I thought he was going to literally grab my arm out of the socket, because he would tell me, and I just didn't get it. And then he goes, let me show you. And this is a traumatic experience. I'm surprised I didn't drop out. And then I get to the junior high, and there was this, you know, demure, sweet woman that's married to him. Like, man, she was just so nice. And then guess who was at the high school? Him again. Yeah. Anyway, that was a huge digression. I have fun doing that sometimes. So I was looking on your newsletter, and it was talking about an honor band or honor bands, that there's opportunities. And so what is that, and why would kids want to get involved in it?
Well, honor bands are an interesting experience. And about 4 years ago, 3 years ago, it must have been 4 years ago, because it was the last year that Greg Whitmore was here. Several of us in the community got together, and we wanted to provide an opportunity for an honor band for all of Coachella Valley. And an honor band is basically a select group of students from all of the schools in the area. So not just our district, but Desert Sands and further. And what we would do is audition them, and then pick from them the best group, get them together. And we would bring in kind of some of the rock star band directors from colleges and above, and get the students to get to work with them. So it's an opportunity for the students. They what we do is we have them meet a couple of weeks ahead of time, and they get their music, they practice, and then they come and do some small sectionals. Then we get them together, rehearse them once or twice, and then the rock star guy steps in. And it gives them the opportunity to, experience music with people that aren't in their own school. It gives them the ability to experience some higher level music because it is those select students. So it gives them an ability or the chance to work even harder music at a shorter time frame. So it's a completely different experience than some of us doing our school work, where we have pieces that we work maybe over a cycle of 6 weeks, as opposed to, you know, 4 days.
Right. Have you guys done this at all?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how has the experience been?
For me, I was very hesitant. The first one I did was my seventh grade year, and I did it on trumpet. And this was one out in Riverside, the RCC King Carl King Honor Band. And I think the scariest part for students is the fact that you have to audition, and they usually give you the material you have to audition for, or sometimes they make it open so you choose your own solo. But overall, once you get in, it's a changing experience as a musician, because you not only meet other people that are interested in the same thing as you, but you also get to further your musical ability, and you get better in a short span. Like my director said, it's only two or three rehearsals, and in that time frame you learn a lot, and it's crazy.
Yeah, honor bands really allow you to work at a dynamic like you haven't, that you wouldn't work at with your own ensemble in your own high school or like your own school. So it's very it allows you to grow as a musician, even as a person. So
excellent. Yeah. So Julio, you're a senior, so
yes.
What are your plans after you graduate in May?
After I graduate, I'm looking to majoring in an engineering field, more specifically aerospace engineering.
Nice.
Yeah, ever since I was little, that's always been my goal, engineering. I'm hoping to go to after college, my goal would be to go into like a private space company or something like that. I think my eye is on like SpaceX. That's always just been my interest. I've always kept up with projects they're doing, articles, and I'm just always been a fan of their
SpaceX.
Yes, yeah, SpaceX.
Right. You know what it sounds like. Sounds like space sex.
Oh, space.
That's it. I just wanted to clarify
space
that. So are you going to continue with your music?
Definitely. I think
good.
I've recently been playing piano as well.
Oh.
And that's something that I want to keep as a skill, just because it's something that you can, it helps you, and it also, it's something to show other people that they could enjoy as well. And so aside from that, hopefully, if I have the chance, I'll be able to continue on French horn as well.
Excellent. And Gabby, I know you're only a sophomore, so I won't put too much pressure on you. But do you think you'll continue with music when
yeah,
you
most definitely.
Go to college?
Yeah, it's a very, it allows you to express like certain like yourself without words or without needing to put much thought into it. It's very emotional. It's a connection. So I don't really want to ever give that up.
Excellent.
The good thing for her is that because she plays bassoon, people will be throwing money at her at college. Bassoons, they're just
rare, right?
They're rare,
yeah.
And especially when you find a good one, that colleges will kind of fight over you. So she will be able to kind of write a ticket somewhere, hopefully.
Oh, maybe there's some scholarship money in there.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
Of course.
Use it. Use everything you can. Whatever can set you apart from everybody else. That's what you need these days.
That's why I chose bassoon.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, that was a good choice. So recently, Cathedral City High School hosted Bandorama.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw on your website you guys participated in that.
We did. Yeah.
Yeah.
We
so were. How was it?
It was great. We were one of, I think, 10 or so groups.
Yeah.
Three of the four high schools in our district were there, and several from outside in the neighboring communities, and then one from Hemet actually came. So it's a great event that they're able to host here, where it's not an adjudicated competition sense. this is more just support at the end of the season. Let's have fun. Let's enjoy the event. Everyone sat in the stands and watched the other people's groups, where normally at a competition you don't get to do that.
So it was on the field then?
It was on the field. No, it was on the field.
Okay, nice.
And then,
so do you do your marching band routine?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
And then at the end of the night, as a special treat, the Riverside Community College, or Riverside City College, when I went, it was community college, marching band came out, and their, you know, almost 200 members got to play a little bit for them, and the students love it. And this is a band that I was in college, so it's kind of my treat to show them kind of the stuff that they can do once they get out here. RCC is known as Hollywood's band. They've been in lots of movies, and you know, I was lucky enough to be in movies and commercials with them when I was there. So it was another event, or a part of the event, that was really exciting for the students. So it's a good event, and it comes around every year in November. So those listening, you know, you've got 11 months to get there, but once you get there, you know, please come and see it again.
Excellent. That's cool. What else do you have going on for the rest of the school year that we should know about?
Well, we've got
Oklahoma.
We've got Oklahoma coming up. In April, we have a dinner concert that we host. We're actually hoping to have it at one of the local resorts this year. It's not pinned down yet, but the information will be on our website when it is. But it's generally what we do is we start the meal service, and then all of my students participate in either duet, solos, or small ensembles. And we let them just go throughout the night. These are pieces the students have worked up on their own, and pieces they've worked up with their private instructors and things like that. And then we generally do a silent auction with that as well, and kind of a fundraiser and a kind of a nice evening to showcase the students more on an individual basis, I guess, as opposed to collective.
Are you guys going to participate in that?
Yes.
Yeah.
And have you done this before, or this is going to be the first
one? No, we've done this before. It's developed and grown throughout the years. The first couple times we've done it on our own campus in our cafeteria area, but we want to keep expanding it and making it nicer every time we do it.
Excellent. That sounds like a great time. So maybe probably within the next couple weeks, go on the website, which is, tell us again.
www.rmhsbands.org.
Excellent. And you can get all the information and buy tickets, and very cool. And then, of course, Oklahoma is in March. Mm-hmm. And if you have not been to the beautiful Helene Galen Performing Arts Center at Ranch Marsh High School, you're missing out, because it's just top-notch.
It's a very nice theater. The students are excited about performing in it. We get to perform in the orchestra pit underneath the stage. So
yeah, it's not like a high school theater.
Oh, definitely.
It's really like the McCallum with a couple less seats. I mean, really, it's just absolutely magnificent. It's got all the bells and whistles. The lobby's beautiful. the whole thing is.
It's really
run
quite well. We have our student management team.
Yeah, and it's a program. I mean, these kids are getting certified in in running a box office and running a theater, and it's very cool. I love that. They go to these trainings, you know, all over the country, and they're the only high school kids there, because these are college and professionals who run these kind of operations. So it's very cool. I wish you guys the best of success.
Thank you for being here.
And you're very well spoken and representing the band very well. And Michael, thank you for everything that you do.
Oh, absolutely.
Keep up the great work.
Well, I can't do what I do without the fantastic students that I have. So anytime someone says that, I just put it onto the students. Their work is sometimes twice as hard as mine. So I may do the other things behind the scenes, but they're the ones actually making the music. So.
It's a team effort, though.
It is.
So thank you for taking the lead on that. And next week, our guest will be our principal coach, Marsha Boring, to tell us about the work she is doing with our new principals in Palm Springs Unified. Our show airs each Sunday on AM 1340 KWXY, and our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look if you learned something new. Press subscribe. please tell all your friends to do the same. Thank you, Elsa. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next week.